The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
She had the assist from Tom Cruise, but Mayor Bass bringing that Olympic flag back today. Countdown is on to 2028, and you heard from Susie a few minutes ago. She can absolutely tell it's the first day of school. So many more people are out on the roads.
Yeah, the cars, the parents driving their kids to school, the buses. LAUSD, that's the big one, second biggest district in the country. Burbank, also Palmdale. Kids across the land waking up with their alarms this morning and headed back to school. Whether they want to or not. Yeah, John Baird has been out there with the superintendent this morning, talking to him, also talking to some kids. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. And the kids are showing up. They're flocking to Main Street Elementary. It's a big day, an exciting day for the kids, their parents, the teachers, everybody. Kids are back, and the superintendent arrived a few minutes ago. He went in to greet a classroom full of kids in the Ready, Set, Go program. That's like an after-school program before school. And parents, of course, guiding their kids here, walking them down the sidewalk. I talked to one man whose daughter is heading to fifth grade. It's a big deal.
She says she had a lot of butterfly, but she was listening to Taylor Swift in the morning to make her feel better.
So she's going into fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
And this is her last day, and then she goes to middle school.
And then she goes to middle school. And that's scary because she says, I'm going to lose most of my friends.
Now, I have talked to a couple kids. One of them said she wishes she had a couple more weeks of summer, but most of them seem pretty excited about being here and seeing their friends again. But again, there are a lot of kids out on the sidewalk, so it's time to be extra cautious while driving. Bob Brill has that part of the story.
AAA says over 1,100 pedestrians and cyclists were killed on California roadways last year, and there's never a more vulnerable time than back to school, according to spokesperson Gianelli Ciccolino.
Kids are particularly vulnerable because they are small and they're less visible to drivers, you know, especially the kindergartners. Sometimes when you're driving, you're not able to see them. And children are also easily distracted, which means they could go on the roads and not be paying attention.
Mayor Bass has implemented a program where 250 speed bumps near 92 schools were added, as well as slower school traffic zones. Ciccolino says these do work to keep kids safe, even though they frustrate drivers.
A lot of these things that are implemented for safety can, you know, be annoying to drivers, but it's always important to remember why, because there are people that aren't following those rules. These rules keep people, the drivers safe, pedestrians safe.
With more school buses on the roads and parent-to-kid pickup and drop-off, it's dangerous, and being a driver who is aware is paramount. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You watched those closing ceremonies of the Olympics. You saw LA's mayor waving the Olympic flag. She'll be back here in Los Angeles in a few hours.
This afternoon, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass returns to Los Angeles with the LA delegation with the Olympic flags from Paris. The games there are over. The countdown here, it's now officially on. I talked with Joe Buscaino. He's been in Paris. He was part of the delegation, also part of the team that won the games with former Mayor Garcetti to LA in 2028.
It's going to be so surreal, I can tell you. Being in that moment in Lima, Peru, with the mayor and the IOC, when they announced that we will be awarded the 28 games, and it's here, it's real. We will be with the Olympic flag, bringing the flag to Los Angeles. And that's when our time begins, where the world's watching. All eyes are on LA in preparation for LA 28. I'm fired up. It's going to be an incredible moment for us.
2028, that will mark the third time in history that LA has hosted the Olympics. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
USA Gymnastics says they will appeal in this decision to strip UCLA's Jordan Chiles from her bronze medal. They say they've got video now that proves Team USA did challenge the score in time that got her that medal. CBS's Jamie Yukas with the latest from Paris.
Chiles earned bronze after U.S. coaches appealed her floor routine score, ultimately boosting her from fifth to third. But her competitors argued the change should have been reversed because the appeal allegedly came later than Olympic rules permit.
dispute could take months, maybe even years to resolve. Jordan Chiles is distraught over the decision on the Instagram story, saying, hey, I'm taking this time removing myself from social media for my mental health. Thank you. A couple more years of eligibility with the Bruins. 20 minutes of nonstop news presented by the loanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. Yeah, 2 weeks. Can you imagine not having gas in your house for 2 weeks? That's how long it's been for these people in Rancho Palos Verdes. 130 homes dealing with the worst of the land movement there. Longer it goes on, more of the worries just kind of pile on. With us again, Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruickshank.
Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
2 weeks this morning without gas, plus the threat of possibly the power going out. They're also talking about converting sewage because if the power goes, the sewage is affected. I cannot imagine living this way. How much longer will it go on?
Well, thanks for having me again. So last week, as you might, I might have mentioned, we had a resource center where we opened it up for Tuesday and Thursday night so our residents could have the opportunity to come and meet with vendors who are helping convert from natural gas to propane. Also, solar power battery vendors were there as well to help them. Our city council also on Tuesday night voted to send a letter to the governor's office declaring a state of emergency due to sudden and severe energy shortage resulting from that gas shutoff that you mentioned.
But that doesn't answer the question. How much longer?
Well, I mean, so I don't know if I could necessarily put a timeline on it. Right now, there are 135 residents that don't have gas, and we're working on ways in which to convert them over to other ways to heat their water and their food. There are no initial plans for any other of the utility services to be shut off in any of the area. City is working quickly to install hydro auger systems to slow the rate of movement, but you know, this is a process that takes time. So right now, there are no initial plans to be shutting off anyone else's power or gas.
Do we know how many people are actually in some sort of, you know, conversion process that went to the fair and got something and then they're working on it? And who's forking over the money for that?
Well, so as was mentioned a couple weeks ago, the gas company actually offered up a $2,500 voucher for every one of those homes that had their gas shut off. Now, does that completely pay for the conversion? Probably not. The city is working. That's why we did declare this state of emergency to the governor with the expectation that they do declare that for us and that we can get some help for these private residents to help with this conversion and the loss of their gas power to their homes.
Mayor, you said 2,500 and the phrase probably not. I think we can probably all agree not, right?
Right, no, of course.
But let me ask you this, because this is what I'm getting from some of the residents there. Why aren't they working on ways to bring in the services from other areas? Why is the burden on the homeowners to convert the services and go through all this pain and headache and expense? Why can't the gas be piped in or the power, whatever needs to happen, from other areas?
Well, the gas was being piped in by our gas provider, Southern California Gas, and they've determined that it's unsafe to be doing so at
but
this
isn't,
point.
But isn't there another area that they could pipe it in from? Could they do that change?
I mean, it's a mile-wide landslide area, and some of those homes are not easily accessible. We're talking a great distance. The gas company knows that they've been trying to provide this gas to them, and they've come to the realization that they just can't keep up with this unprecedented amount of movement. So at this point, I don't think there is a solution to bringing piped natural gas in. I think the solution at this point is to find alternate methods, whether it be propane conversion or to move to electric power appliances.
Do you think those full costs of conversions will end up getting covered by the city, by the state, by somebody other than the people who just live in those homes and are stuck without any gas?
Well, that's the hope, is that we do get them fully covered for these costs. But the $2,500 I mentioned is certainly not going to be sufficient to be doing those conversions. But that's the hope, is to bring them full relief, whether it be the city, the county, or the state, or the federal government. That's what we're working toward.
Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruickshank there. Thanks.
New research says AI probably won't take your job, and the feds are trying to help you cancel unwanted subscriptions. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Hotel strike update. 70 hotels reaching deals with this union. Unite here, Local 11. After more than a year of the picket lines and the latest hotels, Natalie Tavidian tells us, Hotel Figueroa, downtown.
The contract includes improvements to paid holidays, pension plans, increase in wages. Yahira Reyes is a room attendant at Hotel Figueroa.
Well, I mean, it was tough. Obviously, workers are nervous when we start doing these things. We're asking for what we deserve. And, you know, we had to go on strike. We went on 5 strikes. We did delegations while we were on strike. Whether it was rain or shine, we got attacked by guests. We got attacked by people in the neighborhood that live around there. I mean, it was really intense. And I think it helped us persevere at the end because we weren't going to give up on the fight.
Was it worth it?
Oh, 100%. I think this contract is the best contract that we have.
Hotel Fig also planning to rehire fired food and beverage workers. Nearly 70 hotels have reached contract agreements. Several others still in dispute, including Westin in Long Beach and Hilton Garden Inn in El Segundo. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A horse has been killed. Two teens hurt after they were hit by a car in Compton. The four teens were out riding horses along Alondra and Oleander, and a teen who was riding the horse that was killed told KCAL News, it, as you can imagine, is really distraught.
Oh, it's really sad. I'm so sad about it, you know. But he's trying to fight the battle, but they told me the next day that he didn't make it.
The owner of the horse described what he heard.
Me and my friend were just talking, and we heard like a boom, big impact, and we looked back, and all I see was my horse flying and the two kids.
Both of the teens expected to make a full recovery. Driver of the car tried to take off after the crash, but the other horse riders blocked the car from leaving until police arrived.
Time is money, right? Well, they've named a new initiative about this, aimed at cutting down on consumer wait times.
A slew of federal agencies say they're working on it. The broad new government initiative will impact industries spanning from healthcare, fitness memberships, media subscriptions, education, and many more.
Julie Walker says it's coming from the White House, also going to target things like complicated insurance claim forms, time-consuming or just too confusing. People just give up completely sometimes. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also plans to issue rules cracking down on time-wasting chatbots that are used by the banks.
A lot of people are concerned that ChatGPT, AI in general, may eventually end their careers or limit them in some way. But a new study says people may have more job security than they think.
A new study finds that large language models are inherently controllable, predictable, and safe. Harish Tayar Madhubushi is the study co-author from the University of Bath and says there's still no reliable way to determine whether something was written by AI.
Things like, you know, using these models to generate fake news, to create spam, all of these are threats that do exist, and they're very real threats.
The study says AI has a superficial ability to follow instructions and excel at proficiency in language, but no potential to master new skills without explicit instruction. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Trump campaign says its emails were hacked. They're blaming Iran. White House political correspondent Ed O'Keefe for CBS.
Experts have been warning for years that foreign interference is likely in various forms over the course of this presidential election season. The campaign has not provided any other specifics other than to say it believes it was hacked by some Iranian entity and cited a report that was released on Friday by Microsoft warning that Iranian-backed entities or Iranian-based entities had been doing or attempting to do these kinds of things.
Microsoft saying a group run by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps breached the account of a former advisor to the campaign. And then from that account, they sent the fake emails as the phishing emails to high-ranking officials of a presidential campaign. And Trump campaign says, yep, it was them. 20 minutes of nonstop news. Can you afford to travel? Can you afford to take a trip? If you can, now might be the time. More seats available on the planes, more rooms in the hotels, some fares are coming down. KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg live with us.
Hi, Peter. Good morning.
And good morning, guys.
So it's a buyer's market for which buyers?
Well, for buyers who have been responsible travelers when it comes to their own finances, because there's an intersection out there between what happens every 4 years, a national election where people tend to travel a little bit less because of uncertainty or some economic concerns, and then some serious economic concerns about credit cards, because so many people put their travels on credit cards, and yet at the same time, only 51% of Americans pay their credit card bills in full every month. That means 49% are being challenged by 25 to 29% interest rates compounded every single month. They can't get ahead. And as those bills are coming in, they're making the decision that either they don't want to travel for the rest of this year or they literally can't. And as a result, so law of supply and demand, seats are becoming available, rooms are becoming available, and prices are starting to come down.
When you are traveling for you and maybe not for the show, do you keep track of everything pretty well before you go? Because I think some people always get hit with it. Well, I'll pay at the hotel when I get there. I won't do it now. I'll pay for the flights now because I have to. But then you get hit with that bill later on, plus the cab ride, plus all this, plus some shopping, plus the dining. And you're like, that was way more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's the add-ons that always get you. So as a rule of thumb, I multiply everything by 2.5 times. Whatever my airfare is, I put that aside because we know what that is. Everything else, I multiply it by 2.5 times. That's what you have to budget for, or the sticker shock can be extreme.
You have said that food at a lot of the airports is improving. So I want to know where, and I also want your ratings for LAX.
All right, well, let's start with the definition of airline food. That's an oxymoron, so we'll move on from that. But when it comes to airport food, there are some notable exceptions. Overseas, Hamad Airport in Doha, great dining experiences. Same thing with Changi in Singapore. Not surprisingly, if you want a great pizza, you know where you're going to find that? At Rome's Fiumicino Airport. They really excel in that. The new Istanbul Airport, 117 different dining venues. And then, of course, the one thing you got to watch out for, I equate it to a gas station sushi. That would be airport sushi, with one notable exception. And of course, this will come as no surprise. Tokyo's Haneda Airport does an excellent job. Now, you asked me to rate LAX. It depends on which terminal you're in. If you're in the international terminal, which continues to excel in terms of opportunities for dining, they do a pretty good job. The rest of the time, it's the it's the attack of the Cinnabons. It's you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm convinced that if they drop a Cinnabon out of a plane during World War II, the war would have ended a year earlier. The bottom line is, you don't go to the airport to eat, but if you want to eat, pick the ones I just told you.
How do you think LAX is going to do in 2028 when the Olympics are here?
Well, I go back to the Olympics in LA in 1984 when everybody was so freaked out about how many people were going to come in and that it would be like gridlock on every street in the city. So it turned out a lot of people in LA left town, and I could have rollerbladed on the 405. And I suspect that may be the case again in 28, as people are so worried about crowds. That's when they take their vacation from Los Angeles.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.